Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week's videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Bob, just to name a few on that platform as well. Also, before I get to the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use your points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the memes. This first one shows us that most guys in the world are actually submissive, and they don't even know it because their wives degrade them simply for folding the towels wrong. But I'll tell you why guys pay to get degraded by dominatrixes instead of their wives for free. Because the woman you don't pay for is more expensive in the long run. Plus you pay her so she can stop degrading you after only 1 hour. Next up, we have a perfect example of a guy passing a poop test. His girl says that she wants to travel. He tells her to go outside and pick up a basketball and take 3 steps. Obviously, she's asking him to take her on a trip, and he's being funny and disrespectful at the same time. If you play in the NBA these days, it's more like 4 steps. Number 3, we have a conference for men called Renaissance of Man, a full-day event where 7 women discuss the 7 feminine virtues. This is what happens when you let women and simps into male spaces. They eventually end up becoming female spaces. They keep men in the title, but everything else gets a vaginal makeover. The only question is, who are the men that are paying to be tortured by women like these? Next up, we have Gwyneth Paltrow shaming Brad Pitt for being bad in bed, while saying that Ben Affleck was excellent. I didn't think too much of this until I saw Angelina Jolie also shame Pitt by saying that Denzel Washington was better in bed than he was. So I'd imagine that they're ganging up on him for some reason, and probably hoping that other women come in and start shaming him too. Moving on, we have Malcolm Fleck saying that the red pill movement has run its course, that it was a nice little outfit for men that were beaten and marginalized, but now it needs to be reset. What he doesn't understand is that we're just getting started. The red pill is the opposite of feminism in many ways, and you can't have one without the other. Imagine if someone came out and said women's liberation was a nice little outlet for them for a while now, but now it's over. The women would go nuts. Number 6, we have a woman that absolutely loves felons with 3 baby mamas that are broke with no jobs. She's probably thinking to herself that he must have good genes if he was able to get 3 women to let them knock them up. Women are attracted to criminals oftentimes because they have a fantasy of them doing non-consensual and illegal things to them. Just ask them. Up next, we have a woman shaming men that create podcasts and wonders why they're talking about their personal lives there instead of going to therapy. A guy named Elijah responds perfectly by saying it's for the same reason a woman starts a lonely fans page instead of getting a real job. Therapists are also usually women, and they tend to blame men for the problems they face. Plus, let's not forget that succeeding at podcasting takes a lot of skill. Success on OnlyFans is just about how attractive you naturally are. Number 8, we have a 30-year-old woman that is single and wants kids, and can't deal with the pressure. She's freaking out because she realized that it's going to take her years before she gets to know someone long enough to have kids with them, and odds are by then she'll be barren. She should have thought about that in her 20s while riding the Schlong Comet. I'm a part-time psychic and I can look into the future and see that cats are part of hers. Of course, she could always blame the patriarchy for her bad personal choices. Next up is a Babylon Bee story about the new powerful American military, and it's going to allow soldiers to replace camouflage with colors representing their new gender identity. I wish that were the case because then it would be easy targets for the enemy, and if the enemy was Muslim, they would be going for the poop pirates first. Bad move, folks. But don't you know that bullets are more inclusive these days? They'll bounce off of gender-fluid people to be more politically correct. This is satire, but oftentimes stuff like this ends up coming true. Number 10, we have a base bro that figured out a way to have a tattoo put over his divorce hoe. He decided to put a gorilla face on the tattoo of her. I think it's definitely an improvement. His first mistake was getting married, and his second mistake was getting a tattoo of his wife. At least he finally got red-pilled and put an image of Stardust on his arm. Moving on, we have good old Skeletor pulling Evil Lyn in her place, after she says that using a toy on her nether regions where the battery dies is like being with a man in bed. Skeletor agrees and says that even a machine gets tired of her just lying there and doing nothing. I can't wait to see what Skeletor will say next week. Number 12, we have a woman freaking out because when her boyfriend broke up with her, he came over to her house and said bye to her parents. And her mother said that he deserves so much better than her. She says she knows her mother wasn't lying. But why did she have to say that? LOL. Up next is a fed-up single 32-year-old woman furious at the atrocious dating scene. She's complaining that she's been ghosted by many men, and she says men need to do better. But shaming language isn't working anymore. Maybe she should work on becoming someone that men actually don't want to ghost. But of course, that means taking accountability for her actions, which is women's kryptonite. In the end, the one common denominator is her, and not all men. Unless it's all the smash-and-dash chat types that she's complaining about. Up next is a woman that's more muscular than your average man and says that people call her Kendall Jenner on steroids. People are commenting on her perfect face, though. I doubt it looks that good and is probably a photoshopped image. Then again, maybe it's not if you see this image. This is probably how this woman posts pictures on dating profiles. The same way that a fat woman does, because most men wouldn't want to go anywhere near roided-up lasses with hemorrhoid-filled asses. Number 15 is a woman telling a man what she prefers for men. Men have to pay for dates, propose marriage, work, and bring home the money. He tells her he prefers women that don't sleep with 10 men and have their first child after they're married, and not before. They tie the knots. Only 10, though. That's still a high number, and even one means it's more like 5. Most are like this one that have stopped counting at 53. Moving on, we have a demonstration on how to pick up girls in America. On your first date, she looks into your eyes across the table covered with a party-sized pizza and asks you what you brought to the table besides the pizza. Well, you say, I already have a cherry picker. If she still can't find a good man, then tell her to go find a boyfriend at SeaWorld. Up next, with all the single women that no one wants to pick up, or more accurately can't pick up because they're too large thanks to feminism and fast food, you can sure bet that this is what the cat food industrial complex is doing after they invented feminism. If you wonder why, it's because, like this one says, men dump women that are too argumentative. I guess that a woman can't exactly argue with a cat, so at least they're safe. Number 18 is one of the top ones from this week, and men are admitting that the real reason many are single is because dates feel like job interviews, which in reality they are. Yes, you're being interviewed for your new job as someone else's source of income, entertainment, and validation. But once something becomes work where you can get let go at any time and be forced to keep paying, do you really think that guys are going to fall for that anymore? In reality, why don't men date and marry? Because there's nothing in it for them anymore. Up next, we have a 70-year-old man that identified as female to enter an all-ladies poker tournament in Florida. He beat all 82 of them and took the almost $6,000 in prize money. They tried to gang up on him and beat him, but failed. And poker is a fair playing field, so if 82 women can't beat a geriatric grandpa, then you know they aren't very bright. I guess women don't like it when men enter women's spaces and take all the spoils from spoiled ladies. Number 20, we have Emmy, and she's having a sale on her OnlyFans account for only $6. All of it that she's ever made ever. Then one message later, she's wondering why no one wants to put a ring on it. Why pay for a $6,000 engagement ring when you can see everything for $6? Also, why should anyone put an artificially inflated rock on a depreciating asset? Up next, we have Saudi Arabia opening up and letting LGBTQ LMNOP visitors in. Looks like the House of Saud has fallen. They'll probably upgrade them to the penthouse suite because it's closer to the roof that way. I feel sorry for all those Saudi rooftops in Arabia. They look so awfully lonely. But I don't think this is a real story and it's just fake news. Pretty much everyone needs a special permit to enter that country these days. Number 22 is Christina Aguilera painting vag designs on all her fingernails for her first ever podcast. But if a man did that with his genitals, people would say he's gay. But a woman doing it is liberating and empowering. Women are always going off on how men are obsessed with sex, yet they're the ones always cheerleading for their cooch. Moving on, we have some wokester thinking that the fact that gender studies graduates can't find a decent job after college is a testimony to the failure of the capitalist system. Yes, because professional male bashing is needed as a professional skill these days. In reality, it's a pyramid scheme for the colleges. They use their graduates to go out and recruit new students to keep the student debt industrial complex flowing. I find their lack of interest in work rather disturbing. Next up, we have now learned that having one gay pride month is not enough in Canada. But now we have an entire pride season. But look on the bright side. Once pride becomes a whole year-round thing, no one will care anymore. Finally, the last one for this week, Number 25 is a black woman making demands on a black man, saying that he has to have a house, a car, and money, and in return what she brings to the table are another man's babies. It's kind of like the white version of the same meme, only much worse. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate in the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.